Ah.
Any luck?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't...
Jim, hi. Come in, come in. Jim, this is Sherlock Holmes.
Ah.
And, sorry.
John Watson, hi.
Hi. So you're Sherlock Holmes. Molly's told me all about you. Are you on one of your cases?
Jim works in IT upstairs. That's how we met. Office romance.
Okay.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. Hey.
Hey. Sorry. Sorry. Well, I'd better be off. I'll see you at the Fox. At 6-ish?
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. It was nice to meet you.
You too.
What do you mean, gay? We're together.
And domestic dress must suit you, Molly. You've put on 3 pounds since I last saw you.
2.5.
Mm, 3.
Sherlock.
He's not gay. Why do you have to spoil? He's not.
With that level of personal grooming?
Because he puts a bit of product in his hair. I put product in my hair.
Wash your hair. There's a difference. No, no. Tinted eyelashes. Clear signs of touring theme around the frown lines. Those tired, cutter's eyes.
Then there's his underwear.
Underwear.
Visible above the waistline, very visible, very particular brand. That plus the extremely suggestive fact that he just left his number under this dish here, and I'd say you better break it off now and save yourself the pain.
Charming.
Well done.
Just saving her time, isn't that kind of...
Kind of, no, no. Sherlock, that wasn't kind.
Go on in.
Hmm?
You know what I do, don't you?
No.
Go on.
I'm going to stand here so you can humiliate me while I try and...
An outside eye, a second opinion. It's very useful to me.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Oh, they're just a pair of shoes. Trainers.
Good.
They're in good nick. I'd say they were pretty new, except the sole's been well worn, so the owner must have had them for a while. The very 80s, probably one of those retro designs.
You're on sparkling form, what else?
And they're quite big, so a man's, but there's traces of a name inside in felt tip. Adults don't write their names inside the shoes, so they used to belong to a kid.
Excellent, what else?
That's it.
That's it.
How did I do?
Well, John, really well.